Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The search for 45-year-old murder suspect Shane Miller continues as law enforcement personnel from local, state, and federal agencies comb the King Range National Recreation Area. Lieutenant Steve Knight of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office said that coordination between the agencies is key, but local law enforcement duties have to be performed as well.
The Shasta County Sheriff's Office sent over a command team to work with our command staff. We've used the Petroleum Fire Hall. There's about 5-6 administrators from both departments that are coordinating this. We've been trying to not deplete the Sheriff's Office and some surrounding agencies so we can continue to handle our regular calls that keep coming in during this search for this suspect.
More than 70 law enforcement personnel are participating in the search effort, including United States Marshals, whose job it is to track down fugitives. Knight also pointed out that there is a lot of information that needs to be coordinated, as well as leads to follow.
Managing those teams has obviously been a task, grading off the area, trying to search the areas that we believe the suspect will most likely be in, and looking for evidence. At the same time this is happening, we've also had detectives that we're coordinating with from both agencies that are actively following up on leads that are coming into us. Unfortunately, most of those leads have led us to a dead end.
Shasta detectives believe Miller murdered his wife and two children last week at their residence in Shingletown. The board of directors for Redwood Coast Music Festivals has announced that Blues by the Bay will be suspended this year due to funding issues. Increased costs for headliner bands, security, insurance, and equipment, along with decreased revenue from sponsorships and ad sales, are cited as the reasons for the cancellation. The board also decided to not produce a scaled-down version of the event, as board president Lynn McKenna said in a statement, and I quote, "After 16 years of successful productions, we do not want to stage anything less than an excellent event. Cost constraints and responsible revenue projections make that impossible at this time." End quote. Redwood Coast Music Festivals hopes to have the Blues Festival back next year. California Highway Patrol officers from Crescent City are investigating a single-vehicle motorcycle collision that took the life of the rider on Saturday. The driver of the motorcycle was headed northbound on State Route 199 when he lost control, went down a steep embankment, and was ejected from the bike. The 58-year-old driver from Gasky suffered fatal injuries in the crash, and the cause remains under investigation. The Eureka Police Department conducted a minor decoy sting operation over the weekend targeting local businesses that would sell alcohol to minors. Officers went to 20 businesses across Eureka and had the minors attempt to purchase alcohol, and at only one, the Gas and Go on 4th Street, was the decoy able to do so. The clerk was cited for selling to a minor and will face a fine and community service, while the State Alcohol Control Board could take further action against the business owner. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today, the Sheriff's Office learned that missing teenage girl Kieran Maciel was found after she walked into the office of the Reading Police Department this morning. Maciel, who had been missing for over a week, is safe and in good health. Her grandmother picked her up from the Reading Police Station. A Eureka police officer on patrol pulled over a vehicle driven by 23-year-old Eureka resident Nicholas Upton on Sunday night at A and 14th Streets. The officer not only recognized Upton, but knew he was wanted on a felony domestic violence warrant. The officer searched both Upton and the 1999 black Mercedes sedan, and the officer found several grams of marijuana along with an undisclosed amount of cash. The officer also found a loaded .40-caliber handgun under the driver's seat, a weapon Upton was prohibited from possessing due to being a convicted felon. Upton was arrested for the warrant and possession of the weapon and booked into county jail. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.